Okay, we're continuing Hilchos Dam. This actually is a combo siman of Dam Chelev and Gid Hanasha. We're going to get back into a little bit of Gid Hanasha. Okay, let's go to Seif Dalet. Beitzei Zachar, testicles. Kol zman shelo haya lo shloshim yom, mutarim l'kedera bilo klipa. So as long as it's less than 30 days, the animal.
This is 30 days old?
Right, from when it's born. The animal, the Gemara just uses the word gdi, kid, and it's a machlokas. Rashi Shulchan Aruch Ptur says it makes no difference. All behemoths, the same Ptur for the first 30 days. It's the Rambam only mentions gid and kevis, so we're going to see how that plays out. It could be that even from day one for a cow, it's an issue. So let's read. So we said the calf. Thank you. So Beitzei Zachar Kol Zman Shelo Haya Lo Shloshim Yom, hasn't been 30 days yet since it was born. Mutarim l'kedera b'lo klipa. So then, even though you have veins or blood vessels around the testicles, they're visible. It doesn't matter for the first 30 days. All you have to do is whatever you normally have to do, melicha, or you do tzli, whatever it is, but once you take care of it, you can put it in the, you don't have to cut them or anything like that. And then you can go ahead and, afilo yesh bahem kamo chutim adumim. So for the first 30 days, even if you actually see that there's red blood vessels or purple, whatever, it's still fine. And fine. V'imaya lo shlo, right, we call it, Lashon Chazal, we call it, has the same din as shuman. Like all meat and shuman, we have to kasher it melicha, but otherwise you don't have to do anything else. Ve'im haya lo shloshim yom. But once you hit 30 days, then it depends. Im yesh bahem kamo chutim adumim asurim l'kedera. Once you see the red blood vessels, and it's been 30 days, then it's asur, unless of course you do chaticha melicha, and below klipa. But if you cook it in a pot and you didn't cut them and then salt them, then it's aser kedei klipa. Aval etzli mutarim. But if you just roast it, it's 100% fine, and you don't even have to cut it because kol hadeos, because they're on the surface. We're talking about the blood vessels out on the surface.
No, the klipa, that's not about. That's about
anything that's adjacent to the blood vessels. You have to
remove the blood out, peeling, right? It's not
peel, it means slicing off the meat that's adjacent to the blood vessels. We're not talking, there's not eggshells over here. We're talking about the testicles of an animal. Okay. I think that's, we're good with that. Okay. Let's read the Ramah. 1 second. Now, I'll just point out, you can look, see the Gemara, it seems to tie the fact that if it has big enough blood vessels to be a problem after 30 days, it has to do with if it start producing sperm. But Lamaisa, the Gemara and Halacha, it really has no bearing with Halacha. Just point it out there if you want to look it up. But it's all based on 30 days, and visually, you see red in, or purple in the blood vessels. Okay. And then if you don't, when we say it's aser l'kedera, so then when we said if there are blood vessels, it's more than 30 days, that's when it's a problem. So then if you cook with it, and then you have to make sure that the beitzim are shishim bedieved, not only that, but it has to do, get, you have to remove the klipa, but you also have to make sure that the beitzim are shishim keneged the veins, otherwise you have a problem of it trafing up the eggs. And according to the Ramah, it even becomes the whole egg then, if it's not shishim, becomes an iser of chanan. Beitzim, egg, testicles, sorry. Testicles. Thank you. So, Lashon Chazal. Hagah. Okay, very good. And I'm not going to get into chanan right now, but just according to the Ramah, it could be make an issue of chanan. Chatichas, nasas, nevela. Just in real short, this is really going to be coming up later on. But in general, basar, when it comes to basar b'chalav, everybody holds. Again, it's all a machlokas in the Gemara, but ulamaisa, we all hold the whole mixture becomes asr. That's Chanan, and that everyone holds Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. By shar isurim, that's another machlokas, and there generally the Shulchan Aruch would be mekel to say efshar l'sochto. You can, the whole thing doesn't necessarily become 100% Chanan forever, but by the Ramah is generally machmer. But that's for much later. Haga v'nahagu l'nakir abeitim afkashim b'chutim mishloshim yom. Now the Ramah says, but the minhag is, if you any red blood vessels that you see, you remove them or you cut them, even if it's less than 30 days. So the Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan argue, what's the reasoning for that? The Shach says, because we want to make sure, because otherwise, if we tell you only to do it when it's 30 days, when it's more than 30 days, and we don't make you do it when it's less than 30 days, there'll be sometimes you end up doing it, and the animal actually was 30 days old, and we'll make a mistake that way between before and after 30 days. This way, you never make a mistake. You see blood vessels, you cut them before you do malicha. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's because the Ramaz, so the minhag, is to be choshesh for the Rambam that says for an animal or for calves, it starts from day one. The p'tur of 30 days is only for a gedi or kevis. Okay. V'chein lehasir misham gid hagadol. You also have to remove the biggest vein. V'lachtoch behem harbe chatichot. We make many cuts in them. V'nagu likach min hakatef habasar shekorin dries. Now there is a minhag to remove a piece of by the shoulder, a piece of meat. I'm not exactly sure what the part this is. Hopefully we'll see this. V'ein bo eserak mishum mius. But it's only disgusting, and that's the reason why we remove it. But there's no eser whatsoever. And if we don't find it mius, then it's not a problem anymore. Just a minhag. I don't know.
And the Gid HaGadol?
This is talking about a vein on the testicle.
That's talking about a vein?
Gid
HaGadol?
Yeah. Od nagu belon, I believe. Od, and I didn't see, but I believe. Od nagu belon vil shekorin litvich mitzloto velo lebashlo. Ve'ein bo iser im mevashlo. There's a minhag, this other part, I'm not sure what it's referring to. There's a minhag to roast it and not to cook it, but that's not the halacha. You're allowed to cook it. V'afil lechatchila mutar. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to. So don't worry about those who are machmer. V'chein noagin lahasir harinuta devarda. That's that small middle lobe in the lungs. There's a minhag to remove it. U'lehashlicha. V'lo le'ochla. To remove it and not to eat it. V'ein iser b'davar. But there's absolutely no iser. There's just some who do that. V'chein nagu lachtoch bein haprasot shel ragle habehema. There's also a minhag to slice, make cuts in the part, in the hooves of the animals. U'lahasir misham basar levan, to remove some of the white material, or it's called muscle, I don't know. Maybe it's tendons, I'm not sure. V'dak mishum mius, they're very thin and white, and it's just because it's mius, we don't want to eat it. But if you didn't do it, don't worry about it. This is not a minhag of, it's not one of those minhag, and they say minhag yisrael, you have to make sure you do. Okay, that's what he's telling you. Fine, let's go on to hay. Gira nasha, noeg bebehem avachaya. So it's a clear din. It's clear from that gira nasha applies by both behema and achaya, afilu ein kaf shelahem agul. Even if, now, there's a halacha that everyone agrees, if the muscle is round. Now, I sent out a picture. It means that when you look at the, I think it's called the thigh, right? The upper leg, the top part of the leg, the muscle curves round inward. To the medial part of the body, from the outside, from the distal to the inside, to the mesial or medial, it's inward. The inside of the leg, it's a round muscle. Okay, you can look it up now or later. That's kaf.
The kaf is not a bone.
Here it's not a bone. The kaf is used in a few times. It could be by the shoulder blade. It could be used by the connection of the bone over the in of the thigh. Here it's talking about the kaf of the muscle, definitely. So it's a round muscle normally. By an animal, it's normally a round muscle. By a chicken, it's basically a flat line. The muscle doesn't, the thigh, it doesn't protrude roundly towards the inside between the legs. Okay? So if it's an animal, a behema or a chaya, that's round, everyone agrees, for sure, that's the Giranasha Midaraisa. Right? If there's a discussion in the Gemara, it's a Baya Deloiv Shetan, to take it. Rabbi Yirmi asks, what if it's flat by an animal or if it's round by a chicken? So we hold the halacha to Nisa Deraisa, so we go the Chumra. So now let's read. Giranasha Noig Behema
also?
By a chicken also. Keep reading. Giranasha Noig Behema Vachaya. If you ain kaf shalehem agol, it's a suffix deraisa, if it's not round, but maisa we hold, it's 100% giranasha. The noheg b'yarech shal yamin u b'yarech shal smol, both sides. And again, like always, some of these issues are machlokas, and if you go back to the Mishnah, but we're just reading here. The eino noheg be'of mipnei she'ein kaf shalo agul. But it doesn't apply to a chicken because it's not normally round. Aval im nimtza lo kaf agul, but if in this chicken that you shachted you find that it is round, noheg bo, there is an iser deraisa, at least suffik, right? We said iser deraisa by of giranasha. The ein sarich livdok achravim hu agul. But again, just like by Hilchos Trefos, there's many things you don't look for, you don't have to look for. There's no need whatsoever. Lechatchila, don't even look. Same thing by chickens. You don't have to look, and there's no. I don't even think there's a chumrah to look. Okay, haga. Besides, it'll be very hard for you to find one. Haga. Ve'ein chiluk bein chaya lebehema b'kol davar ha'aser mishum gid. Now, when it comes, so we have to not get confused, and we're going to see this. We're jumping the gun a little bit, but when it comes to gid, we know there's a gid araisa. There's also going to be a gid as derabanan, and there's also going to be shuman of the gid. So that shuman is not chaylev. It's shuman, and that's attached to the halacha of gid. Chaylev is its own separate iser. So let's not get confused when we're jumping between behema and chaya. So ve'ein chiluk bein chaya lebehema kol davar ha'aser mishum gid. Anything that has an iser of gid, there's no difference if it's a chaya or a behema. Or mishum dam, or any time there's an iser of dam, there's no difference of behema or a behema or a chaya. Because sometimes we learned that, you know, one chut or membrane is because of dam or chaylev. Or now there's reminding ourselves of the halacha of giranasha. So we just have to know, okay, v'chein ba'of, same thing, by an oaf, by a chicken, imayalo kaf, if it had a kaf, then you have to worry about gid. So anything that's because of gid, you have to worry about, and dam, you have to worry about a chaya and a behema. And of, you have to only worry about a dam, unless you find a round thigh, which is unusual. Okay, so therefore the shuman of the gid, you have to worry about that in a chaya, but you don't have to worry about the chaylev in a chaya. Right? There's no iser chaylev by a chaya or an oaf. So hopefully that was clear. Okay, vav noeg bekoy. Now the iser of giranasha applies to a koi. Well, of course it should, because a koi is either a behema or a chaya, and giranasha applies to both behema and chaya. This is the shortest seif in the entire Arba Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Nice to mention that. Noheg bekoi. It's a half a sentence. You have to read hey to understand vav. Okay? Well, maybe not, I guess. Okay, anyway, Zayin. Okay, there's no proper noun, whatever. Eino noheg b'shalil. I guess that's common. Zayin. Eino noheg b'shalil. It doesn't apply to gidanash. It doesn't apply to a fetus. Right? You cut it open. Kol she'eino taun shchita. You cut open the animal. You shecht an animal. You cut it. You shecht the mother. Then you open up the animal. You see she's carrying a calf, a fetus inside her. Kol she'eino taun shchita. As long as it doesn't need to have shchita, it doesn't need. You don't have to remove the gira nasha.
Even
midrabanan. Once it steps on the ground, then we know you'd chayev in shchita midrabanan, and I believe you have to remove the gira nasha. Also, that would be derabanan, right? That only makes sense. And just a reminder. So when we say shehifris al raglav, so it's a machlokas rishonim and achronim if it just stands. So that's a machlokas if that's counted. Or does it mean it has to walk? Okay. V'yeish omrim shenoeg bo im shalmu lo chadashav u'matzo chay. But there's another opinion that says once if you find it alive, and I guess it lives 9 months, I forget now.
Shalmu lo chadashav means it was a full term.
Right, full term. So I forget what that is for a calf right now. We had this before. And that's, I don't want to say the wrong thing. So once it's full term and you find it in there, so then this opinion holds that Gira Nasha is Chayev, I'm pretty sure Midaraisa. Hagav, v'nagu l'hachmer k'svar achrona. The minag is to be machmer. The Ramah says the minag is to be machmer. And so the Shach says is the 100% the halacha. You must remove it. And that's, I don't know if he says that here, but he definitely says that a few simanim before. Okay, whenever he spoke about it recently. Okay, whatever. Maybe the beginning of Samach Dalet or whatever. Let's go to Chet. Shnei gidim heim biyarech. Echad. Echad pnimi, samach le'etzem, v'asheni chitzon, samach le'basa. So there's a, I'm not sure if I sent it out in this picture or a different picture a while back. There's the main gid, that's the inner one. That's everyone, that's for sure the Isser Deraisa. And it happens to be a machloket. The part that's Deraisa, is it only in the area of the round muscle? Or does that, once you know, identify that gid, even beyond the round muscle, if that further portion of the gid is also a deraisa or not. But anyways, Lamaisa has this, it's not much of a nafkamina, maybe, in a Beryevit case. But anyways, let's continue. So it goes all the way down. That's on the inside along the bone. The Ashenia chitzon. So the machlokas is two opinions, which chitzon that is, but it's one that's more to the surface, within the muscle, not very close to the bone, and of the leg. And both of these are aser. V'tzarich l'chateit achareim. And they're both aser, at least derabanan. Elosha pnimi aser minatara. The inner one is aser minatara. V'hu haposheit b'chol hayarech. And so the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is it goes, the entire leg is a din deraisa. The chitzon aser medivrayim. Only the chitzon is aser medivrayim. Ukunuknos shebishneim asurim medivrayim. The small little branches of the nerves, this is only aser midarabanan. Right? Both of them, the pinimi and the chitzon. Okay? V'tzarich l'chateit achareim. And you must look for it. You have to go after it. You have to cut through the meat to get to there in order to cut them and pull them out. The shumnam and the fat that's around and adjacent to these nerves are 100% asur midrabanan because Yisrael kadoshim heim v'nahagu bo eser. Right? So the smaller are derabanan and the shuman is derabanan. And we're going to see that it makes a difference. Okay. Haga, or for ta'am. We'll get to there soon. Haga. Veroshe, knuknuknos, nichnasim, veroshe, atzamos. And the ends of the knuknos, these branches of the nerves, they start from the vertebrae. Alkein amanakar tzarech lishpor roshe hatzamos. So you have to cut these bones to get there. Kedi lahasir knuknos miikaran, from the source. Ein lilmot seder nikor rak b'maris ayin mina mumcha habaki b'nikuro. And one can only learn this. You can't read it from a pamphlet, from a book. Although I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, he has a couple pages. I think he quoted from the Levush or something. I didn't read it all. Where he describes seder nikor. But regardless, we all agree it's good to have a manual, but especially as a reference before and after. But you need live shimush. Okay.
Even a video is
not good. Right. Videos, no. You need to watch and then do it yourself with someone watching you.
Right.
Okay.
Do one.
Right. Tet.
The good marasan.
Stop.
Now we have.
Yeah?
This
okay.
Is the good marasan.
So.